This is Tony Rice for Verum Sport, live from the House of Fraser Oxford Street store with Phil, World Cup winning man, MBE, the Raging Bull Vickery. Good morning, sir. How you doing?
I'm very well, thank you. You okay?
I'm doing very well. It's an honour to meet. I've got to say, I've interviewed the likes of David Campese. I've had Sally Gunn a few weeks ago. But a World Cup winner on Verum Sports, what an honour. If you would, take us back to that moment. 2003, big game against the old enemies. Nip and tuck right to the end. What are your immediate memories from that?
Well, I think, listen, you know, the memory is the most incredible evening and, you know, one of the greatest evenings of my life. And being in Australia, being in Sydney, playing against the Aussies in their backyard, you know, with that England shirt on, national anthem sung, and to go down to that Johnny Wilkinson drop goal. Emotion, pride, passion, all those things come flooding back. But I think ultimately for me it goes back to, why I fell in love with the game of rugby. You know, to be able to be part of something so special, really is magical. And this year being Rugby World Cup year again, you know, all those emotions and you asking the question brings it all back. You know, very, very, very special time.
It truly, truly was. And as you rightly say, World Cup, yeah, just 6 months away. One of the kind of emblems of that World Cup winning team to me was the array of captains. You captained England in 98, obviously the fun bus, Lawrence Dallaglio, so many people there who could step up to the plate, although of course John has lifted the trophy. I'm not entirely convinced this current England 15 have the same. Great individual players, great to see the likes of Phil May firing at the moment, but I'm not sure. For you, do you see the nucleus of a World Cup winning team?
Well, I think that I don't question the ability of the team for sure. And what you can't do is compare an old England team of Hillback, Dallaglio, Vickery, Thompson, Woodman, Leonard, Kay, Johnson, you know, Kieran Bracken, Matt Dawson, Johnny Wilkinson, Mike Catt, Will Greenwood. You know, the list goes on.
It's not a bad list, is it?
You can't compare. You know, it's an era of it is. But I look at this England team now. I mean, they've had their ups and downs. I firmly believe that they have the players and the ability, but you need more than just that, particularly in World Cup years. You need a bit of luck, as we needed a little bit of luck. And also that, you know, I hate the word journey, but I'm not sure if they're on that right, but they've proven. You know, I believe this year's Six Nations, the opening game against Ireland for England, I think was the best England performances I think I've ever seen.
It's interesting, again, Ireland, the only team amongst the Six Nations with a big win over New Zealand in recent memory. Really, no one gave England a prayer.
The number one team coming into this year's Six Nations, and rightly so, having, you know, beaten the All Blacks, the runner games, you know, the in-form team, Johnny Sexton, you know, World Player of the Year, and rightly, the team that everyone wants to beat. And ultimately, Wales have come out the Six Nations as champions, and rightly so. England showed moments of brilliance and then, you know, suffered slightly as well. But I think, you know, sometimes everybody just needs to calm down a bit. We all have all said, and I've always said, for Northern Hemisphere to compete with the Southern Hemisphere, we need a strong Northern Hemisphere group. Now, as a fan, that's what we've all asked for. Now, suddenly we've got Wales, Ireland, England, and Scotland showing that they're capable of beating anybody. And suddenly you've got a team where, as a fan and as a coach, you're expected to finish first or second, and you could be finishing third or fourth and not done an awful lot wrong. We all wanted competition, and we finally got it, and people aren't liking it very much.
It's a fabulous point. But I tell you, building on that, just real quickly, because so much want to pack into a short space of time, Wales, I feel, kind of want the World Cup tomorrow, don't they?
Yeah, well, you know, listen, it's all about winning. Rugby World Cup is very different in the sense of its qualification. And once you get out of the pool, basically you've got three cup finals to play. Quarterfinals, semi-finals, final. But you've got to get out the pool. That's the hard bit, yeah. Getting out the pool. And Wales have got more than enough ammunition to be able to beat any team on a one-off game, as of England, as of Ireland, as of Scotland. But it's all about the timing and getting through and getting that qualification. But I am genuinely excited about Northern Hemisphere rugby, more so now than I've been for a while, because I think we've got some genuine, you know, world-class players and world-class teams.
It's so open. I think the most open World Cup that I can remember. But talking beyond that. Obviously, rugby played such a huge slice in the Phil Vickery journey. But 2008 MasterChef champion. Just talk us a little bit about that. How did that even come into the opportunity, Phil? Well,
listen, like all these things, it wasn't meant to happen. You know, I retired in 2010 or 2011. I was hoping to get to Rugby World Cup before I retired. Didn't quite get there, and which was a shame. Got a phone call, go and do MasterChef. Always been a fan of the show. Genuinely, Phil, just don't get knocked out first. That was my only real ambition with the show. And then you know, always loved my food, the farming background. Food's a huge part of my life. And I just fell in love with cooking. I love the camaraderie in that kitchen, particularly the professional kitchens. I love people who care about it. And I suppose, even, you know, we're here today with Raging Bull, with Oxford Street. I think, you know, I'm a feeder. My wife will tell you I'm a feeder. I like seeing people. John Turow said it, you know, Phil loves to make people smile with his food. There's no greater pleasure than me seeing someone wearing a Raging Bull or eating food that I've cooked. I think, although they're very different, they're not. You know, rugby, food, farming, pride, passion, caring about where you come from, sense of identity, food, farming,
sport. Integrity, pride and passion, the three watchwords of the day, shine through. Just really quickly and in closing, I could talk to you all day, Phil, but I know you've got a lot to pack in. The Raging Bull Rage here in Oxford Circus, it's been a big journey. Your emotions on that, and then how do we build on this, and what's happening building into 2019 and beyond?
Well, I think, listen, you know, to House of Fraser, my first department store to take me on board, having the 26-7 concessions that I've had previously, and now to be across the whole business. You know, I'm so proud, I'm so thrilled, really, to be here today. I've got to be careful, it does make me get emotional, but here on Oxford Street. But more importantly, the thing for me with it have been people's attitudes towards it, and their help, the can-do attitude. Where's the Raging Bull going to go in the future? It's going to go more, it'll go bigger, it'll go better. But let me tell you something which it will always have. It'll have me at the core of it and my values and what I've built over, yes, my rugby career, but through growing up, that farming family down in Kilcampden in North Cornwall, the integrity, passion and pride. That's my brand, and it will continue to grow, and it's authentic. And do you know what? I can't wait to get it out and in and on people across our whole nation, and ultimately an ambition to want to get it right across the world. I mean, you might think I'm bonkers, but that's my ambition.
Phil, I love the passion. I love the ambition. Tell us, obviously, it's great to be here today for the big launch. I'm sure people can come and see it themselves. But what's the website?
Website is www.ragingbull.co.uk. That's where you can have a look at everything that we're doing, look at all the little stories, what's going on behind the scenes, find things out about me. But House of Fraser too, of course. Get yourselves in. You know, people say they want, you know, the high street to thrive, when people have got to get out on the high street, because ultimately, you know, we are the ones who will influence that. I believe in my brand. You know, it is a brand for all shapes and sizes. I will always make sure of that. You know, get out, have a look, and get involved.
Phil Vickery, what a legend. You're a top man, sir. I wish you every continued success with your brand, and indeed everything you turn your positive attitude to. Thank you for your time.
It's a pleasure. Thank you.